What a freak. What a bloody.
Yeah, that was a whole another fiasco there, huh?
Well, Elvis was another major one, and listen, I'm a huge Elvis fan. I love Elvis, love his music, and Elvis. But Elvis was a big player in a lot of this stuff. That's like people, you know, have you ever seen the movie Elvis and Nixon? They leave a lot of stuff out of that. Basically, they made him an honorary FBI agent because they wanted to federally deputize him because he had made so many enemies doing intelligence work. Like, one of the reasons why these celebrities are used for this different intelligence work and all this, not only they can control them with MKUltra, because a lot of them come from these screwed up family backgrounds where they can hide information in these different personalities that they have, but also a celebrity like a musician or an actor, an actress, think about how often they go traveling around the world into different countries and things like that, and they can slip in and out very easily because they could say they're there to do a concert or there for a movie premiere or something like that, so they can be couriers of information, secret documents, things like that, and they're less likely to be searched because of their high profile.
Right. It's also why they die so young, too.
Right.
That's right.
They die young because they know too much, they learn too much, you know, they witness crimes, and then they get rid of them. It seems.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They also have their own private airplanes believe, and all they get in and out.
And, you know, we have Elvis with Colonel Tom Parker.
Yes.
And that was his intelligence connection, I believe. And I do believe you talk about the idea that maybe Paul McCartney died and was replaced. If you look at the evidence for Elvis faking his death,
yes.
The evidence for Elvis faking his death is very compelling. Including him making numerous trips to Madame Tussauds Wax Museum the year prior to it, his being fixated on the idea of faking your death, and the fact that Tom Parker had actually, when he fled Europe, he was an expert, in forging documents. And so Elvis, after he dies, there's numerous people that say they saw him, but in particular, his daughter was receiving letters from a guy that was named
John
Orion.
Oh, okay. So
was it Orion?
The John Burroughs one I know was an alias supposedly that he used, and that was one of
No, but I'm confusing it. Orion was an Elvis personator that went on stage always with his head covered, that people said they would swear it was Elvis singing. Now, why
I heard
would
that
an
he
Elvis
was working
impersonator?
As an Elvis impersonator. That, which was like the perfect cover for him.
But why would Elvis fake his death?
Oh, because he couldn't live life. He knew too much, Jim. But he was also the most famous guy in the world. He couldn't let's say he wanted to take his daughter out for a burger and fries. He couldn't do it because everybody else was swarming it.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
He had to hide in the trunk of the car, and have one of his bodyguards drive him to go get a cup of coffee. You know, on a Saturday, Sunday morning, and he got tired of the fame. The FBI handwriting expert, I got him confused. The guy's name was Jesse. There was a guy that was corresponding with his daughter for years, several years, and they have those letters. And at one point, there were so many people talking about Elvis being sighted back in Germany, where Priscilla's family came from, at her local restaurant. Wearing, like sunglasses and a hat, but they said it was Elvis, that the insurance company started investigating. So they actually opened a case on it, and they started looking into those letters. That was something that they thought was interesting, because this guy, Jesse, there's a photograph of him, and he looks strikingly like Elvis with some plastic surgery done to his face. But the bone structure, and I've seen the picture compared to shoulders, chest, arms, are like identical to Elvis. More than that, the FBI's handwriting expert, after examining those letters, said, in her professional opinion, it would be impossible for anyone but Elvis Presley to have written those letters to his daughter.
Well, and he supposedly died, I don't know what the exact details, but he died on like a Friday, and then his funeral was like the following Monday. And all of the stuff was made up for his funeral, like the "We Elvis, We Love You" and all this, like all the banners and the T-shirts. And I mean, how do you do that when he unexpectedly died?
Right.
And people who handled the coffin said that it felt like it weighed like 1,000 pounds. And people say that the reason for that was because there was actually an air conditioner in there that was keeping the wax dummy cool so it wouldn't melt in the hot Memphis sun. But
and
I mean,
yet
you can't prove this shit.
Somebody said they saw his sideburn fall off while he was in the coffin, and somebody came on and reattached it. You know,
by the way, a lot of people think about also, that. He had a twin brother who died at birth named Aaron Elvis Presley, and that that twin brother is buried at next to his fake grave at Graceland. And when you mentioned like Colonel Parker, he was really a Dutchman. His name was like Andreas van Ruyck or something. He killed a woman in the Netherlands. He was like a serial killer or something. He killed a couple of women. And the OSS basically found out. I think the German SS was actually looking for him as a murder suspect in the Dutch police. And he agreed to work for the OSS, which was the forerunner to the CIA, mm-hmm. and then in order to escape that. And he was an illegal immigrant in this country his whole life up until he died in the late 90s. He never became a U.S. citizen.
And I would suggest that he's the one that helped Elvis get his new identity, to forge a new identity after his death. Elvis had the money to pay him off. I mean, let's face it, plastic surgery, he could have gone to the best plastic surgeons in the world. And the other thing is, why didn't hardly any family members attend his funeral? Any close family members? I think they knew. He probably told them, because he was a man of conscience. You know, you could tell from his interviews that he might have spoken with them and confided in them what he was planning to do. Because that's another strange thing. And also, there was a helicopter the day of his death Gracie Mansion. What is it called?
Graceland.
Graceland.
That saw a helicopter land on the lawn and then depart around the time of his death, which could very well have been Elvis, you know what they say, has entered
has left the room. Building.
He might have been exiting.
Well, you know, they don't let you go into the upstairs at Graceland. And even when Bill Clinton visited there in like 1993, he was president at the time, and he wanted to go to the upstairs at Graceland. They said, no, Mr. President, you can't go up there. Like, they don't allow anybody to go up there. I heard one guy say, and this guy was actually being interviewed by Don Jeffries. This guy, I think he's a disinformationist. I don't remember his name. I have his book somewhere. He claims that it's because it's a crime scene, because Elvis was murdered. Well, I mean, if Elvis faked his death, he wasn't murdered. I think they don't let you go up there because Elvis from time to time was still going and hanging out in there, and that's why that's my personal opinion. I can't prove that. But they wouldn't even let Bill Clinton go up there when he was president in the early 90s.
Well, you know what? That would be a perfect place to hide, right? Where wouldn't they be looking for you?
Well, and he was working as an Elvis impersonator. You know what I mean? What's perfect cover? I heard that years ago, and I heard supposedly for a while he was living in the Dallas Fort Worth area, and then later on, you know, so he would go back and forth between DFW and.
Uncle Murray, do you know about the DNA tests that were done when the insurance company began an investigation? They actually went, exhumed the body, and took a biopsy, and they say it did not match Elvis, because he had gone in for a biopsy because of health issues, and they said that it did not match his DNA, the body in the grave.
Wow, interesting.
Well, very likely that Jim Morrison faked his death too, because his grave was like there was a lot of stuff with Jim Morrison's thing, and his father was that Admiral Morrison that he was with John McCain's dad bombing Vietnam and everything. So his grave is like in Paris, and it's like all really small, and it was all kinds of shit with his thing too.
All this crazy stuff. Well, listen, we're coming to the end. We have